King Solomon, in Ecclesiastes 1:9, made the observation that there is nothing new under the sun. And if we go back to the Old Testament, the serpent, Satan, twisted God's verbal command not to eat the forbidden fruit. In Genesis 2:17, God said, "But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat it, you shall surely die." In Genesis 3:4, "But the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die." Today, the same supernatural evil has teamed up with our sinful nature to twist and reject the words of God, the Bible. The results remain the same. Romans 6:23, the first half of that verse, "For the wages of sin is death." The God of Genesis spoke to Adam and Eve, and he is the same God of today who now speaks through the Bible. The good news is that Jesus Christ paid the price for those sins that should otherwise cause an eternal death. To complete that verse, Romans 6:23, the second half reads, "But the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." And all we need to do to receive that free gift is to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord. Romans 10:9, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that he raised him," or that God raised him from the dead, "you will be saved." God bless you as you serve him today.